It ain't happened yet, but the Bible say in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. See, faith what moves God. And faith is what will get you where you need to go. Amen. Your destiny, faith will get you there. Yes. Because he said again, the just shall live by faith. And whosoever, it said, troubled the water will step in, was made whole. And whatsoever, it doesn't matter what disease, you could have had a cancer, or you could have had diabetes, or whatever the case may be. He healed. That's what the angel did.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Bible, turn to St. John, the 10th chapter. St. John, the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter, verses 25 through 30. St. John, prolific writer, amen, a man of God, and gave us some very good guidelines about the man called Jesus. And every time I say that word, it'll tell me goosebumps. Get excited about Jesus. Right. If you haven't, follow along with me. Jesus replied, I have already told you. You don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. Well, who is a sheep? My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never, somebody said never,
never
perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. You may be seated in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. From this subject, do you know who you are following after? Amen. And we got an election coming up here pretty soon. It looks like everybody want to run for president. I might as well throw my name in the hat. So. Every time I turn the TV on, somebody say, tomorrow or in a few days, I'm going to, amen, making my announcement that running for the President of the United States. Amen. Now I'm satisfied right where I am. Y'all just pray for Pastor, okay? Y'all gonna pray for me? We live in a diverse society. It is also very confusing in that many of us don't know who we are, whose we are, or where we are going. We try to keep up with the Joneses. We don't know who the Joneses are. You go to the store to buy clothes, and some of the clothes you buy is not worth taking off the rack. People try to be trendy. Amen. Who are you trying to please? Man or to please God? Amen. There are some clothing I'm just not going to wear. If you don't like the way I look, amen, that's just too bad. Amen. Corey, if you know the old man, I never tried to keep up, amen, with the trends anyway. Amen. I remember when they went from a one button to about six buttons on the coat. Amen. I remember a man when most of the men were wearing coats. Amen. Where you cup your hands, and that would be the length of the coat. But then somebody got smart, amen, and now, amen, your suit coat looked like overcoat. Amen. Well, I just couldn't buy into that. That was not me. And I thank God for that. Amen. I guess I'm just old school because I still believe in wearing church clothes to church. Amen.
All right.
One young man went to visit his friend, and while he was sitting there, his friend's mother walked across in front of him, amen, did not speak to him, and did not have a stitch of clothes on. I'm glad we have a dress code here, and for the most part, we don't have a problem. There was a weak amen. Y'all just look around here. I said, we don't have a problem. I don't have to get up here every Sunday morning and tell you, amen, how long your dress need to be, how to plait your hair, and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Because you know, you've been taught. Amen. And we learn, amen, amen, from being taught. And once you are taught, then you abide by the rules. Ain't gonna get no help now. It's all right. Amen. Y'all are gonna sleep on me. Amen. All I'm trying to say, we don't want to be like the world, and we dare to be different. Look at somebody and tell them, I dare to be different. Amen. Then there come a time we want to help others. I know, amen, when we have a lot of young people coming to church and people just joining the church early on, and they didn't have church clothes. Mr. Mosby, amen, we asked, amen, the girls to wear white dresses on days like this. Well, they didn't have no white dress. So Mother Judy would take them to the store. Amen. The men were to wear black trousers. Amen. So she would buy clothing for them. And that's another thing, saints. You're going to have to learn how to loosen up sometime.
Yeah.
Everything you buy should not be for yourself.
Amen.
You ought to want to help somebody else look good. Every now and then.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. The clothes that she bought did not cost a fortune either. You must remember that Jesus, the Christ, came into this world to deliver and to set free.
That's right.
If I'm going to correct the first time fully identified himself, amen, he was when he met the woman at the well.
Yeah.
John 4:16.
Yeah. Yeah.
Told the woman to go and get a husband.
Yes, he did.
And the woman said, I don't have a husband.
So?
Jesus said, well, sis, you're right. You don't have a husband. You have five of them.
Yeah.
Amen. And the one you're living with now is not yours.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You certainly spoke the truth, though.
Yes, sir.
Sir, you must be a prophet.
Yeah.
Verses 24 and 25. For God is a spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit.
All right.
I'm glad somebody's helping me.
Yeah.
In spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
And the woman said, I know the Messiah is coming. I know. I just have a feeling that he's coming. The one, amen, called the Christ.
Yes,
when he comes, he will explain everything to us. Jesus told her, I'm the Messiah. Amen.
Yes,
now, if my collection is right, amen, that was the first person that he told that he was the Messiah. Amen. Who are you following after? John 5, Jesus returned to Jerusalem, one of the Jewish holidays. And when he got inside the city limits near the sheep gate.
Uh-huh.
Amen. There was a pool called Bethesda.
All right.
With five covered porches.
Yes, sir.
One man there on the porch had been there for 38 long years.
Yes,
my God, my God.
Yes,
Jesus went to him and said, would you like to get well? The sick man said, I can't, sir, for I have no one to put me into the pool.
Yes,
and when the water is troubled,
yeah,
when it's bubbling up,
yeah,
no one else,
yeah,
amen, will help me. And somebody always get into the pool before I can get,
yes,
in.
Sir.
My God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. They go ahead of me. And I was listening to a preacher a few days ago, and the preacher said, I could have rolled down the hill and been there first, amen, if I was there for 38 years. Well, it makes sense to me. Jesus told the man, stand up, pick up your bed and walk. Instantly, the man was healed, and he rolled up his sleeping mat and began to walk. But watch this. His miracle happened on the Sabbath. The Jewish leaders objected and told him, you can't work on the Sabbath day. So you had to put that bag down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we believe in being obedient and doing right on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And the man said, but sir, the man that healed me told me to take up my bed and walk.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I did. Amen. They asked him, who told you this? Man, amen, didn't know who told him. Amen. But it was Jesus. Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. Jesus found him later in the temple and told him, now that you're well, I want you to stop sinning. Amen. Something even worse may happen to you. Amen. And that's what people need to learn to do. When God bless you, amen, praise the Lord, bless God back.
Amen.
Live a godly life.
Yeah.
Amen. Put down the wine bottle.
Yeah.
Amen. Start smoking a package of cigarettes a day.
Well.
Amen. Stop cursing.
Yeah.
Stop doing those ugly things.
Yeah.
Amen. The man went, amen, and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had healed him. So the Jewish leaders, they are mad. They're upset. They don't like Jesus at all. Amen, praise the Lord. And they began to harass Jesus for breaking the Jewish Sabbath. Don't you think some people, amen, could go a little bit too far in religious things? Chapter 6, moving on. Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, and a huge crowd followed him. Jesus climbed up a hill and sat down with the disciples around him. Soon Jesus saw a huge crowd coming toward him. Jesus turned to Philip and asked him, what can we buy bread to feed all these people? Jesus was just testing. Amen, Philip. He already knew what he was going to do. Y'all got to understand, amen, Jesus Christ has a sense of humor. Hello, somebody. Amen. And every now and then, amen, he will test you to see where you stand. Amen. To see if you are who you say you are. Because we've got a lot of folks, amen, say I'm saved and sanctified. Amen. And sometimes Jesus will test you to see if you are who you say you are. Jesus turned to Philip and asked him, amen, where we can find some bread. Jesus, amen, was testing him. He said he had already knew what he was going to do. Philip said, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed all of these people. It wasn't 5,000 people out there. Amen. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there's a lad here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with all of these people? Amen. If I'd have been there, I'd have said, Andrew, I don't know. Amen. I know them 5 barley loaves and them 2 little fish ain't going to feed all these folks. Amen. Jesus said, tell every one of them to just sit down. Sit down. You're fixing to be blessed. Sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to ask, amen, what's on the menu. Just sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Amen. You don't know what's fixing to happen, but just sit down.
Yeah.
Amen. So they sit down on the grass slope.
Yes,
with the men alone, there were 5,000 of them.
Yes,
Jesus took the 5 loaves and gave thanks to his Father.
Yes,
and distributed them to the people.
Yes,
then he took the fish. My Lord, my Lord. Them 2 little fish, Jesus took the fish and began to break the fish. Amen. And my Bible don't tell it, but somebody said every time he broke off a piece, another piece came up. And he just kept breaking and just kept breaking until he fed 5,000 people, amen, bread and gave them meat to eat. Good God Almighty. What a mighty God we serve. My God. Then Jesus told them to gather up the leftovers so nothing would be wasted.
Yes,
Jesus Christ didn't believe in wasted food. Amen. We need to stop wasting.
All
right. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Now, the old folks, they'll tell you, and you said, amen, they would tell us, amen, Brother Johnson, when we have a little something left on the plate, he said, you better eat that. People in China is hungry. And I always had that question in my mind, how is this going to help them in China? This is on my plate here in Leesville. The people said, surely this is the prophet. Good God Almighty. Amen. Because they filled 12 baskets of leftovers.
Yeah.
Amen. This man is different.
Yeah.
He might be just what we're looking for.
Yeah.
We've been expecting the prophet to come.
Yes,
my sisters and brothers, Jesus is the true bread from heaven.
Yeah.
John, I'm almost through.
Yeah.
John 6:26 said, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you. Not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Amen. Spend your energy seeking, amen, the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. Call upon him. Seek his face. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. I don't know who you are following, but I'm going to follow Jesus.
Yes,
amen. Can I get a witness here?
Yes,
I said, I'm going to follow Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus,
yes,
my rock.
Yes,
Jesus, amen. My high power. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. My hope of glory.
Yes.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
Amen. The one that I call on,
yeah,
in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
amen, who healed my body when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
amen, praise the Lord, who told the woman, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, amen, when they went and got her and said, amen, that she was caught in adultery.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said, okay, all of you, amen, praise the Lord, that ain't done nothing wrong. Get some rocks and start throwing at them. Hallelujah. But they turned and walked away from it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because they knew that they were guilty as dirt. They had done different things. Amen. Why would you want to kill this woman? My God. Jesus turned to the woman, amen, and said, where are thou accusers? She said, I don't see them. They disappeared. They've left them. My God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Neither do I condemn you. That's what I like about Jesus. He is a forgiving God. Can I get a witness here? He will forgive you for your sins. He will make a way for you out of no way. Hallelujah. He'll do wonderful things for you. Jesus Christ, my life. Jesus Christ is the one that I look to when I'm in trouble. Jesus Christ is the one that my money's funny. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I seek your face. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Anybody here love the Lord? Anybody here love him? With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your might. Come, Lord Jesus, and bless us right now. Somebody need a blessing. Somebody need a blessing. I need a blessing. My wife need a blessing. My children need a blessing. My church need a blessing. Come, Lord Jesus, send your blessing down. Oh, Lord, send your blessing down. Send it down on me. Send it down on me. Bless me now, Lord. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Say yeah. Who are you following after?
Yeah.
I hope you're following Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm serious about that. Amen. Don't just hook up with anybody.
That's right.
Talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Say, I want to be saved.
Yeah.
I want to change.
Yeah.
I know I've been doing wrong. I know I'm not where I need to be in Jesus, but if I could just get somebody to sit down and talk to me, somebody that will pray with me, I believe God will change me. Can I get a witness here? Well, I'm a witness. I don't mind sitting down and talking to somebody, because I remember when I was a wretch undone. Hello, somebody. I haven't always been saved. My God, and I'm looking at some people in here, and you haven't been saved all your life either. Hallelujah. Oh, but I want you to know, Brother Hayes, amen. One night in Vallejo, California, God spoke to me before, amen, there was a revival going on, and he says, I want you to go to the revival. I said, yes, Lord. Amen. Brother Judah was wondering, where in the world are you going? Because usually, when I was going out, especially the church, I was dressed up. But I had on an old khaki shirt, a pair of khaki pants. Amen. I said, I'm going to church. Because I didn't want, I said, my three-piece suits to interfere with me. Amen. I went there as humble as I could. When I walked through the door, as I kept walking until I got to the front seat. I sit there. Preacher preached that morning, that night. My God. And then when he made the altar call, I was one of the first up, missionary moment. I was the first one to get up to the altar. Hallelujah. He said, somebody gonna get saved today. Somebody gonna get filled with the Holy Ghost today. And I'm saying amen to myself, I hope I'm one. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And about that time, amen, there's a young lady standing beside me, and the Holy Spirit hit her, and she hit the floor, bam! Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And it wasn't long after that song got a hold of me. Hallelujah, I began to jump, amen. And they told me the next day, Brother Corey, we have never seen a man jump that high. There was a high ceiling in that church, and I just kept seeing it. But what they didn't know, amen, praise the Lord, I had gotten a hold of heaven. Yes. Amen, praise the Lord. And I was not looking at the ceiling. I was looking on the other side of it. Yes. And I was trying to jump right.